Hi, I'm Abby.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Santana.
And we are all cheerleaders at Murfreesboro High School, and we will be talking about what cheer tryouts consist of.
Now let's hear from the cheer coaches here at Murfreesboro High School. Okay, so here are the six categories that we have to know.
The six categories are cheering, chanting, learning a new dance, tumbling, jumps, and spirit.
Today we are here with the Murfreesboro Junior High Cheer Coach, Marky Bell.
Okay, Marky, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what made you want to be a cheer coach?
Because I want to go ahead and lock the position in, so when my young daughters are in junior high, I get to coach them.
That'll be fun.
Okay. Do you enjoy being a cheer coach?
Most definitely. It can be a lot of work and sometimes a lot of extra drama, but overall, it is amazing.
Did you ever expect to become a cheer coach?
Absolutely not. I absolutely did not. I didn't even think I would work at a school, but here I am, killing it.
Did you ever cheer in high school?
Of course. I tried out ninth grade year and I totally bombed it, and it was horrible. And then I came back 10th, 11th, and 12th and was the captain, so I was awesome.
What's the difference between junior high and senior high?
Definitely the big difference between junior high and senior high is the skill level and then the maturity level. There's seems to be a big maturity difference once they hit the 10th grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your point of view on cheer tryouts?
I think it's a long process. But I also think it's a very fun and exciting time, and I enjoy it.
What do you expect from your cheerleaders?
I expect them to be decent people, decent role models for all the little girls looking up to them.
All right, and what are the life lessons you hope your girls get from cheering?
Just to be able to have confidence to go out in front of a group and learn how to work with a group of people who are not just like you and the way that they think. So mainly just working as a group, in a group environment.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Now we are here with Monica Riley, the senior high cheer coach.
Did you ever expect to be a cheer coach?
Yes. I had a long time of teaching girls, like some of all of you guys, at one point in tumbling to get ready for cheer tryouts. So when I got the job at the school, my hope was eventually I would be cheer coach.
Did you ever cheer in high school?
Yes, I cheered my 9th, 10th, and 11th grade year. I didn't cheer my senior year because I graduated early, and at Lake Hamilton, you only had a certain amount of cheerleaders, so I didn't want to take that spot from somebody who could have made it, and I had a really good time with it. I liked it. I didn't think that I would make it, but I did.
Okay, I think this is a very interesting question. What do you expect from your cheerleaders?
I expect my cheerleaders to always work hard, to always go above and beyond what they would normally do in their day-to-day activities for things like not just cheerleading, but helping other people, helping the school, help to bring a positive environment to the school. And I always expect them to at least act like they like each other, even if they don't, to at least put on a good show for me and get over yourselves when it comes to small things that don't really matter in life.
That's good. What life lessons do you hope your girls get from cheering?
I hope that they learn to, things don't come easy. You have to work hard. You have to try hard. You have to always try to find a positive spin on everything in life, because if you live life negative, you can't be a happy, cheerful person like a cheerleader should be.
Yes.
All right.
The end.
Well, thank you for being here today with us, Monica.
Of course, it was a great time.
See you again.